With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's chapter, the 12th Perek of Hilchos Tefillah, Ubirchas Kohanim. Rambam begins, Halacha Aleph, Moshe Rabbeinu Tiken Lehem LeYisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu enacted for the Jewish people, Sheyiu Koiden Batoira Barabim, that we should read the Torah in public on Shabbos, and on Monday, and on Thursday in the morning, in order for us not to have 3 days pass without us hearing the Torah being read, etc., etc. Now, really, as the commentators of the Rambam point out, that we have in Gemara Bava Kama, page Daf Pei Beis, we have actually in one place this enactment of reading the Torah Shabbos, Monday, Thursday in the morning, attributed to Ezra the scribe. And the Gemara there asks, well, if Ezra was the one that enacted the Torah reading Mondays, Thursdays, and Shabbos, why is it, and we quote a Braisa that says, that when it says in the Chumash, that we traveled in the desert for 3 days without finding water, and the Braisa explains that water really is referring to Torah, that when 3 days were to pass without us hearing the Torah, it says the Braisa that Omdu Nevi'im Shebeneim, that the prophets amongst the Jewish people in the beginning of our history, they were the ones that enacted that the Torah should be read in a way that no 3 days should pass without hearing the Torah. In other words, Shabbos, Mondays, and Thursdays. So the Gemara explains that the earlier Nevi'im, their enactment was either for only 3 psukim to be read, or one person should read the 3 psukim. But the way the Torah is read nowadays, which is that every time you read it, minimally 10 verses are read. And a Kohen, and a Levi, and a Yisrael, all 3 are part of it. That detail came from Ezra. But the earlier Nevi'im's enactment was that the Torah should be read Shabbos, Monday, Thursday, on a more minimal level. So here the problem is that in the course, this takana came from the earlier prophets. Rambam writes that Moshe Rabbeinu made the takana. So how do you reconcile that? So the Kesef Mishnah brings that who are the earlier Nevi'im? The earlier Nevi'im were the Nevi'im that lived in the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu. And there is no doubt that before they made any enactment, they would have brought it to Moshe Rabbeinu, which was their leader, and he must have approved it. So therefore, even though in Chazal we have this attributed to the earlier Nevi'im, the Rambam attributes this to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now really, this has to be better explained, because who was the one that enacted it? In the Braisa that the Gemara brings, Nevi'im Rishonim, Nevi'im Shebeneim. Here we have Moshe Rabbeinu. So I would like to propose the following solution based on a sicha that we already quoted in this series a few times. Chelek Yud Zayin Kedoshim Dalit. There the Rebbe explains that a bechlal, that there is a general approach of Rambam versus the Ravid. Rambam holds that whenever there is a mitzvah that could only have been done by some sort of prior preparation, the chashivus of the mitzvah is attributed and it is imbued in the prior preparation. Like just for example, the mitzvah is to sit in the sukkah, but since you have to build a sukkah to sit in the sukkah, so there is a certain way of saying that there is a mitzvah to build a sukkah. So is the shita of the Rambam. So I would like to propose the following, that really we have a tradition that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went up to receive the second Luchos, he went up on Thursday. And therefore, when he came down, which was that Yom Kippur, he came down on Monday. And parenthetically, that's one of the reasons why Mondays and Thursdays are called auspicious days, Yemei Ratzon. And that's also connected in part, to why we say Tachnun, the long Tachnun on those days. So let's understand this. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that went up on Thursday, came back down on Monday. Perhaps that's the reason why the earlier Nevi'im associated Torah Dafka to these days, aside to Shabbos, because it's connected to the giving of the second Luchos. So he was the cause for them to choose this concept of the 3 days, not waiting 3 days, did not have to be Mondays and Thursdays. There could have been another configuration. So the Rambam l'shitasei, the way the Rebbe explains, Moshe Rabbeinu was masakin it. He enacted it by the fact that he went up on Thursday and he came down on Monday. That was the cause for the Nevi'im of his generation to say that the Torah should be read on these days. So therefore, the Rambam can say that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that made the enactment.